Beachcombing, or salvaging, or wrecking, whatever you want to call it, contains certain inherent ethical, if not legal, questions. No one would hesitate to pick up and keep a length of rope or a 2x4 found on the beach. On the other hand, if you come upon a lobster pot that would look great on your front lawn, but has the name and license number of the owner attached to it, you have a moral obligation to try to return it. But there are many gray areas in beachcombing where the questions are not so easily answered. When does something on the beach become officially abandoned? How long should one wait for an unidentified owner to return and claim it? As Henry Kittredge once wrote about the old Cape Codders who salvaged wrecked vessels, "The beach is a place that sharpens men's wits but dulls their scruples." A little over a month ago, I was walking the outer beach, and there, just north of one of the public beach accesses, I came upon a beach volleyball net supported by two pressure-treated 12-foot 4x4s. Flung over the net was the bottom half of a flowered bikini. The net had probably been there all summer. It was now several weeks after Labor Day. Most of the summer people were gone, and there was no sign that the net was still being used. I was tempted, but decided to wait a while to see if the owner or owners would come to reclaim it. Last week, I returned to the site to find the volleyball net still there, though the bikini was gone. It seemed clear to me that the structure now qualified as wreckage, so I decided to salvage it. First, I spent 10 minutes unraveling the Gordian knot of polyurethane string, plastic rope, and bungee cord that attached the net to the landward post. Then, using a short-handled, flat-bladed shovel, I dug out about 2 feet of sand around the post and easily lifted it out of the sand. It was heavy, but not too heavy, and I carried it on my shoulder up the long diagonal footpath in the bank to the parking lot. When I reached the top, I was breathing heavily, but I loaded the post on top of the car and returned to the beach. After all, there's nothing like exertion to help create a sense of entitlement to something you're trying to lay claim to. I decided not to take time to unravel the other end of the net, but simply to roll it around the post. I did so and carried it back up the trail to join the first post. When I arrived home, I unloaded the posts and the net, feeling satisfied with my haul. Then I began thinking what I might do with it. I first considered using the posts to expand our fenced-in dog yard. On the other hand, I remembered Kathy saying how much she liked playing badminton. Perhaps it would be appropriate to have it serve as a badminton net, a variation on its original use. In the end, though, utility won out, and I used the posts to construct a new compost bin for our garden. What once provided recreation on a summer's beach now holds last summer's garden herbage and this fall's kitchen garbage, and over the winter it will perform its composting alchemy to grow next summer's peas, strawberries, kale, basil, tomatoes, and other vegetables and fruits. The beach is, if nothing else, a place of transformation.